Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend John Harrison back on the show. The Reverend John Harrison is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder, the president of Aspire Financial Advisors. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's an ordained minister and a certified financial planner. He's got letters on the front and the back of his name, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? He's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Andrew.
It's good to have you back, as always, John. One of the things that you've always done here for us, and I know you do for your clients every year, kicking off the new year, is just going over some fundamentals and some basic stuff that needs to be freshened up and brought up to date and reminded about. And so you've got some of those things for us today, don't you, from a financial standpoint?
I do, and really where I wanted to start was with the idea that maybe we need to rethink the way we approach beginning of the year planning, because there was a study that came out a couple of weeks ago from Scranton University's Journal of Clinical Psychology, and they came up with the figure that only 8% of people actually succeed in keeping their New Year's resolutions.
Is that high, huh?
Yeah, and for the other 92% of us, it's explicit frustration. We make these big plans, and we're going to revolutionize our lives, and then things kind of fizzle out, and we feel bad and guilty, and some people even stop making them just so they won't fail at them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've just
that would be me.
Okay, so
I don't need the extra grief.
So what I've been doing, and it's been well received, I think, so far, is talking to clients about New Year's resolutions that you can keep because they don't require an excessive amount of willpower.
All right.
They simply require you to check some things off a list. And as you do it, you build a sense of momentum and you get yourself emotionally committed to the larger things that you want to do, and they become more easy to succeed at. And basically, I have a handful, five things. I call it 5 for 15 for the year 2015. And it's just things, do these five things and you'll be off and running.
All right.
And
what's the first one?
Let's just get a copy of your credit report. You can go to any of the credit bureaus, Experian.com, TransUnion.com, Equifax.com, or some of those services like, you know, MyFreeCreditReport.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is entitled to an annual copy of their credit report from each of the bureaus. And I always start with that one because in this age of cybercrime and everyone being hacked, you want to make sure there's nothing on your credit report that isn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that's a big problem. I actually had an issue like that once.
Mm-hmm.
I had an issue where they had identified certain things on my credit report that were not right. Well, for example, I had some real estate mortgages on there that were identified as short-term debt, which was lowering my score.
Exactly.
Because it looked like, it was a high number, but that was due in 90 days, right? That's what short-term debt is.
Mm-hmm.
But they were long-term mortgages. So that was erroneous, and it took me a year to get that fixed.
And could have been really problematic had you been trying to accomplish something.
That's right.
That was the only thing
that I had, but I didn't realize what it was. It took a while for me to figure out what was going on. So, all right, now you mentioned the three companies. You know, they when you go online, they make you an offer. There's a bundler that puts all three of them together where you can get all three of those. Do you recommend that or just getting either one of them? Because some of the three report certain things and some report others.
Yes, I do recommend that you get all three of yours because they all won't have the same information and your score won't be identical on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also point out that most of them are trying to sell some sort of monthly subscription.
That's right. That's right.
Monitor your credit. And most people don't really need that. Unless
I don't recommend that because I'll tell you, I know people who've done that, and once they get started, it's hard to get it turned off.
Exactly, and that's the thing to pay attention to. If you just call the bureaus individually or go online individually, you are entitled to a free thing without having to sign up for something.
Yeah.
But if you do sign up, you get something like 7 days on average to cancel it, or they start billing you.
Right, and I do recommend you go ahead and get the full report so you can see the details.
Yes.
Not just your number or just the basics, because you're probably going to want to see the whole thing.
Absolutely. That's the important part. Mm-hmm. The free report that you get actually doesn't include your FICO score.
Right.
You can check that at myfico.com separately if you want.
Right.
But if you want to see the score along with the report, that's when all those offers start.
MyFICO.com. All right. So that's another good thing to point out. All right, John, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. AspireFA.com. Is that right, John?
That's the place.
A-S-P-I-R-A-F-A for financial advisors. com. That's John's website. He'll be back with me after these messages, and we'll be talking about some other things that you can do to get your financial house in order in the new year. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.